I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. One of the few remaining survivors of the attack on Pearl Harbor died at home on Saturday in Colorado Springs. Donald Stratton was 97. His biographer Ken Geyer told Colorado Matters a few years ago that Stratton was burned over two-thirds of his body, and he carried the emotional scars of the attack through the rest of his life.
His biggest fear at this point in his life, as we're starting the book, he said, "I'm just afraid the story's going to be lost, that nobody's going to remember Pearl Harbor or the lessons of Pearl Harbor."
With Stratton's death, there are now two living survivors of the crew of the USS Arizona, which was bombed by the Japanese in 1941. Searchers have recovered the bodies of two Colorado men who died in a weekend avalanche. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says three men were riding snow bikes late Saturday afternoon when they were caught in the slide about 10 miles north of Vail. One man was able to dig himself out and call for help. The other men were carried into a gully at the bottom of a drainage area where they were fully buried by avalanche debris. Their bodies were recovered yesterday. The victims were identified as 28-year-old Dylan Block and 30-year-old Cesar Almanza Hernandez, both of Gypsum. City Council members Yolanda Avila and Richard Scorman of Colorado Springs City Council invite the public to attend a community town hall to discuss issues impacting Council Districts 3 and 4. That town hall will be tomorrow, Tuesday, February 18th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Meadows Park Community Center. Major topics of discussion will include development along South Nevada Avenue, public safety, public transportation, and other topics brought forward by the public. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.